Hello and welcome. This podcast is brought to you by Nikki Corciani
and Caleb Jenkins
on the corruption that takes place in college basketball.
It is to our understanding that corruption is inevitable when it comes to big corporations. The National College Athletic Association, also known as the NCAA, brings in millions of revenue from hosting the NCAA men's basketball tournament. However, the players who play in the tournament do not receive a penny for playing, despite of the number of ticket sales they reel in. People come to see the players and not the organization. Without the players, the NCAA wouldn't make money.
We believe that players will get paid regardless of whether it is legal or not. And we're not just talking about athletic scholarships. We're talking about major Division I schools trying to land big-time prospects to commit to their schools in order to better their team. According to the phone records, Christian Dawkins for sports agent Andy Miller's company ASM Sports and Will Wade, head coach at LSU University, were listed to have three phone calls. Those phone calls were taking place on June 19, 2017 and June 30, 2017.
Now this is where things get fishy. Devontae Smart reportedly signed on June 30, 2017.
In the play Hamlet by William Shakespeare, Claudius states, "In the corrupted currents of this world, offense's gilded hand may shove by justice, and oft 'tis seen the wicked prize itself, buys out law." This most nearly means that in the unpredictable world, criminals often take the money they stole and use it to buy off the law, shoving justice aside.
Hamlet is only a play, however. In our scenarios, some college sports teams exemplify this quote in real life. An example of this would be the LSU wiretap allegations that occurred earlier this year. Will Wade, head coach of the LSU men's basketball team, paid a big-time recruit to come to his school illegally and hoped he could just shove justice aside and get away with it.
We believe the wiretap conversation between Dawkins and Wade went something like this. "I'll be playing Will Wade, LSU head basketball coach."
"And I will be playing Dawkins, the sports agent. But it's important to remember, we aren't stating facts. This is only how we think the conversation went."
"I was thinking last night on this Smart thing. I'm really tired of dealing with the thing. Like, I'm just sick of dealing with this. Like, this should not be that difficult. I mean, we're basically giving him the rookie minimum."
I don't know if the kid is even that good. There's a lot of kids who come in and get injured."
"Well, that's a hell of an offer. Well, we'll get him." And that is the end of the phone call we believe happened between Will Wade and Christian Dawkins on the dates of June 19th and 30th of 2017.
At this time, we will listen to an interview that went on earlier this week with the head basketball coach of Metairie Park Country Day High School.
For this segment, this is Nikki Corciani.
And Caleb Jenkins.
And Mike McGuire, athletic director at Metairie Park Country Day School.
Coach, we just have a couple questions for you. So, do you think paying collegiate players should be legal?
I really don't, because they get a four-year scholarship, which is fully paid for, and they do get a stipend. They get some food money, and they get some going out money. But it's not much, but it's enough to live as a college student.
But also, like, college players bring in a lot of money for the tournament, and so you don't think that they should get paid at least some of the profit?
That's a good question about the profit sharing, because the NCAA is a huge multi-million or billion-dollar industry. So I think if they did that, they would have to have a tier system to where a Zion Williams gets a little more than a Caleb Jenkins, so to speak.
Whoa. Pause. We all know Caleb Jenkins is a better basketball player than Zion Williamson. Now we can continue.
Do you think paying players would change the game?
Or like, yeah, I think it would. And I still think there'd be some corruption, but not as much, because the kids would have enough money to get by college, in college. If they at these bigger schools, the problem is in the smaller schools, they don't have the money and they don't make the tournament. Mm-hmm. And so the
bigger
rich,
schools are allowed to pay more.
Yes, the bigger schools would have more money and mm-hmm. would have more revenue, and then right. they would continue to stay at the top. It'd be harder for a, let's say, Southeastern to ever catch a North Carolina.
Makes sense. Do you this is currently taking place? How many teams do you think are using this? Think all of them, or?
Well, I know that they all get the scholarships. They get 12 men. The men's basketball gets 12 scholarships. but the walk-ons are the walk-ons. But the actual paying of players, I hope it's not as rampant as they're talking about. I mean, LSU recently got busted for paying players, and I think in the major programs it goes on, but I hope it's not as prevalent as some people say it is.
Yeah, Will Wade's in serious trouble with that.
Yeah, Will Wade could lose his job, but the other thing is if he lies about it, he could go to jail. And that's the new thing with the FBI being involved. It's not just the NCAA, but it's the FBI that are questioning because they're trying to find out where the money's going. So they want to make sure that there's not a large sum of money that's not being recorded to reported to for tax purposes for the federal government.
Coach Mike McGuire definitely brought up some great points. Don't you think, Hill?
Yeah, if paying players becomes legal in the future, I 100% agree with Coach Mike's point on having a tier system.
I agree completely with that as well. A tier system would be completely necessary. For example, like he brought up Zion Williamson. He's one of the best players in NCAA and the best player anyone's ever seen in college basketball level.
I mean, Nick, the kid's unbelievable. He plays for the Duke Blue Devils. He led his team to the Sweet 16. He's listed at 6'7". I mean, the kid's, he's huge. He's 285 pounds. He plays a small forward and a power forward position, but like moves like a freight train.
Being said that, 285 pounds, that, did you know the Duke O-line, they weighed, that's the average of their weight of the O-line in football? Did you understand
that's
that?
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's ridiculous. And he jumps out of the gym. He has a 45-inch vertical. This is one of the highest verticals that we've seen in a long time.
Being a player like Zion Williamson, there'd have to be a difference between him and a player at Southeastern that's a smaller D1 school. There'd have to be a difference in pay. It wouldn't be fair.
No doubt. I mean, this kid, he's gone through 1 year of college, and he has NBA players saying that he's a potential Hall of Famer.
I mean, they're comparing him to LeBron James. I'd say he's the best player in the NBA.
They're also comparing him to Mike.
It's crazy.
Another good point Coach Mike brought up was how there will always be corruption regardless of if paying players is legal or not.
This could be true because big state schools will have more money than smaller schools do, such as the big LSU, Alabama. Those big state schools will have more money than schools like Southeastern because they're big state schools. They have more funds coming in.
Right. Not as many people apply, so, you know, they don't get as much money. And it's just like at the smaller level. I mean, they just don't have the revenue to do it. So that's why paying players is such a big controversy, because then we get into the fact of how much do we play this player and how much do we play that player.
And it would be hard to regulate it, to be totally honest with you. I mean, how would you regulate something if a big state school is paying this player this much money and this smaller state school has no chance?
Right.
Because he's just going to get outbidded with whatever he does.
Yeah, it's a very sticky situation.
You are correct about that. Now we have a former major Division I basketball player on the line. Let's listen in.
This is Eddie Ludwig, assistant basketball coach at Country Day, vice president of Ludwig Buildings, and former basketball player at LSU, also went to Country Day and played at Country Day under Coach McGuire.
All right, Eddie, just briefly talk about your basketball experience at LSU, and did you feel like you had everything laid out for you?
In other words, Eddie, like, what were some of the things you were given that you wouldn't have received if you hadn't played college basketball?
Gotcha, Nikki, Caleb, thank you for the good questions. I appreciate that. And, so when I was at LSU, I was on scholarship all 4 years. So I'm pretty close to what you guys are looking for here in terms of should players be paid or not. And in my experience, being on scholarship and all the guys around me coming from all different types of backgrounds financially, everything was laid out for us, even if you weren't on scholarship.
Wow.
To get what you need to live in terms of your living expenses, from room and board to paying for meals to paying for transportation to helping you pass your grades, everything's laid out for you.
So now we have a big school player arguing that paying players is not necessary.
Yeah, I mean, he makes a great point here. What else could a person ask for if you're getting your housing paid, your meals are free, and plus you have academic support to help when you miss class?
I mean, sounds pretty good to me.
got to ask for it.
Yep. How do you feel about college players not being allowed to be paid through their games, even though they're like nationally televised, which are making large sums of money off these players?
Yeah, I know that's a big debate, but I don't think college basketball is a place to play to be paying players. Like I said, I think that they're just by having a scholarship, going to a school, paying for your education, paying for all your living expenses, is good enough if you're the one that wants to go to college. On the other hand, I see where people say, oh, well, the NCAA is making all this money off of these guys, and they don't see a dime out of it in terms of money on top of their education. But I've always thought that, like, the NBA, there shouldn't be an age limit to go to the NBA. If a 16-year-old kid's good enough to play in the NBA, he should be able to go play in the NBA and get paid. Yeah. Same with football, same with baseball, same with any sport.
Now, that's something to consider. Maybe the NBA age limit is the source of this problem. If you allow young NBA talented kids in the league, no matter the age, then maybe paying collegiate players wouldn't even be necessary. What do you think?
Yeah, that's something to think about. But another thing to think about is that these kids wouldn't be getting a college education if they went to the league that early. And what if these kids were to get injured?
I mean, yeah, that's their future gone right there. That really is something to think about.
Weighing in on the main topic on if college players should be paid, we have Michael Corciani, former Southeastern basketball player, on the line.
Yeah, so Mike, do you think paying collegiate players should be legal?
After this year, seeing Zion Williamson's injury and what it could have cost him and how much money it could have cost him if the injury would have ended up being serious, I feel like, yes, it could have. And so I feel like the collegiate athletes should be paid because they have a lot to lose. The coaches are getting paid millions of dollars a year, and I don't see why not how these players aren't getting paid.
Do you think that paying players would keep kids in college longer because they're getting paid already legally?
That's actually something I haven't looked at or even thought about. But, yes, I actually do, and I think it would be a good thing because some kids would be able to get more of a degree or education, stay in college longer, and have smarter people in this world.
So, now comes our opinions. Nick?
After doing an abundance of research and listening to very knowledgeable personnel on this subject, I think college players should be paid. Based on the fact that it would keep them in college longer, make college basketball more fun to watch, and well developed for the NBA. Caleb, I'm sending it back to you.
Nick, I'm with you. I also think college athletes should get paid, but only at the major Division I level. So this includes all of the teams in the SEC, ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, and the Pac-12 conferences. I'm a huge supporter of the profit sharing in the March Madness tournament because, I mean, these kids are the show. They deserve it. We've given you all the evidence you need.
Now it's time for you to decide.